the Friday night of the terminal illness or death of a loved one, the Friday night of an abusive spouse or parent. Many of us have felt the humiliation that Jesus felt to have people hit us, make fun of us, and spit on our faces. Many of us have felt the anger and helplessness that Jesus must have felt when justice was not served. Many of us have felt the pain of child abuse or spouse abuse or the loss of a loved one, just like Jesus felt the pain of the scourge with its metal and glass and leather tips that cut his flesh down to the bone so we could see his ribs and his backbone. Many of us in our life have felt the pain of our closest friend and family turning on us, and that felt like the nails piercing his flesh. Yes, many of us have had the pain of this last Friday night in our lives. You see, last Friday, the world threw all it had at God, all of its hate, all of its sin, everything it had, and Jesus was tortured and killed. All of us have or are having Good Fridays, where it appears that the world is won, that the devil has won. And for those of you who didn't go to a Good Friday service this last Friday night or didn't see Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ, a few years ago, I want you to hear that Jesus really died. Jesus really died. Is the shine off my head getting too bad or something? Jesus really died. I want you to hear that the world did terrible things to him. The world threw everything it had at Jesus, and it led to his death. But his death was not like some shows of recent years where people never die. You know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or Meet Joe Black, or we might as well throw the soaps in on that as well. They're always resurrecting someone, aren't they? Sorry, maybe that hit close to home for some of you. No, Jesus didn't come back for a sequel, folks. He did it right the first time. But Jesus' death changed everything. Jesus' death changed everything. This morning, we're celebrating Christ's resurrection from the dead. And it's this morning that we see God in the rock removing business. Now, you see, being a child of the 80s, I thought, hey, you know what? Why don't we just say God is in the rock rolling business? How about that? Anybody from the 80s out there in high school? All right, yeah. Those were the glory years, weren't they? God is in the rock rolling business. Over the last 3 years of Jesus' ministry, the disciples have had many rocks of their own that needed rolling, didn't they? The rock of unbelief, the rock of worldly possessions, the rock of little faith, the rock of lack of understanding, the rock of short-sightedness, even the rock, and all of us have this problem, even the rock of being like those who we are around. However, in this morning's scripture, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb expecting to find the rock in place, didn't she? But you see, God had been doing some rock rolling, right, Mary? You see, sometimes the rock rolling that God does is scary, isn't it? Isn't it? It has been for me. Sometimes the rock rolling that God does is scary. Look at Mary. She came to the tomb to anoint Jesus, her teacher, her leader, her friend, her brother. She came to the tomb and this huge stone had been rolled away. And she ran to the disciples, Peter and John, and they came running and they go into the tomb. And what do they see? The linen wrappings and no body. Even though God had literally rolled away the rock, even though their experience with Jesus these last 3 years had told them of this day, they still needed to let God do some rock rolling in their lives, didn't they? Sometimes rock rolling that God does is scary, because God doesn't stop with a half-done job. God goes all the way.